The man who wrestled with God. The man who wrestled with God. That's what we want to look at briefly this morning. The man who wrestled with God. The man who wrestled with God. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. You will do well to listen to this very important message. The man who wrestled with God. Genesis 32:24. And Jacob was left alone. Have you found that place in your Bible? Can you say it? Let's read it loud. Can you read it again? Let's stop there for a second. All men of God down the history line who have ever moved mountains for the master, whose name you can read in any book that they are of any importance, they did not meet God inside a crowd. They met God when they were alone. God's men, they collected God's power when they were alone. And Jacob was left alone. All those men of God, all their spiritual encounters, they got it one-on-one with the Almighty. Our present generation does not like loneliness, but sometimes a little bit of loneliness is necessary for you to connect heaven. God does not send a crowd on an assignment. God does not have an assignment for a committee. God picks his man in every generation. It is individual and individual. God this way. God called Samuel. It was a lonely affair. God called Isaiah. It was a lonely affair. God called Ezekiel. It was a lonely affair. When God summons a man, and a man encounters God, or God encounters a man, it is a lonely affair. The information that will change your life forever, and the information you get when you are alone with God, when you are quiet and alone with God. The Bible says, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. God does not talk when man is talking. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Our generation is a very noisy generation. The television, everything runs for 24 hours. Radio runs 24 hours. Vehicles are on the street 24 hours. In some countries, even buses run 24 hours. Noise on the road, noise in the office, noise all over the place. And so the time of quiet is so small. And a lot of people do not hear from the master. And it's leading to many, many errors in many lives. And Jacob was left alone. All men of God down the history line, the experience that had moved them forward was something they had alone with God. On this picture here was surely the Lord is in this place. Jacob was there alone, and the angels were trafficking alone where he was sleeping. You need to create time to be alone with the master. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Jacob was a deceiver. That angel of God or the heavenly personality put his finger on his long legs. Yet with his limping leg, he clings to the angel. And he said, let me go for the day break it. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. A mysterious question. What is your name? Do you want to say the heavenly being does not know the name of Jacob? Of course he knew his name. But he was pointing attention to two things. Number one, attention was that name is badly influencing the destiny of Jacob. Because it means a cheat, a crook, a supplanter. It was having an effect on his life. Second reason, the last time somebody asked Jacob, what's your name? He told a lie. When he said, what is your name? He said, I am Esau. And it was not Esau. That angel was pointing his attention to that. Because when he went to deceive his father, the father said, "What's your name?" He said, "I'm Esau." He said, "Yeah." He said, "The hand is the hand of Esau, but the voice is the voice of Jacob." The angel wanted him to reverse the lie he had told upon his destiny. And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Verse 29. And Jacob asked him himself, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he refused. And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. He refused to tell Jacob his identity. There's a reason for that too. He is yet to get to that level. This story that we've read is one of the most mysterious stories in scripture. Jacob was in a mess. A thorough, thorough mess. Jacob in Nigeria language would be a serious 419. But when Jacob thought he was 419, by the time he got to his uncle Laban, he found a greater 419. The 419 of Laban was so much that he exchanged the wife of Jacob at night. He gave him the first wife, said, "If you want to marry this guy, you have to work for me for 7 years. He worked for 7 years. And he said, "Where is my wife now?" "Don't worry, she's coming at night." In the night, under the cover of darkness, he slaughtered the wrong woman. It was in the night that Jacob saw that he had been sleeping with the wrong person. He said, "Okay, I still want my wife. Serve me 7 years again." Started another 7 year service when he was serving Laban. And the man kept changing his salary. Kept changing his salary 10 times. That's why in this life, anything you do in the past that you did not thoroughly settle will certainly be an Esau that will wait for you at your front. It's because of this passage that God is called the God of Jacob. The God of Jacob is found at least 14 times in the Bible. And 3 times we read about the mighty God of Jacob. When there is frequent repetition like this, there are definitely lessons for us to learn. Because I've read through the scripture, I didn't find God of Moses, God of Joshua, God of Solomon. Why then has God decided to identify himself with Jacob? It was because of a wrestling match. I'm praying for somebody here that you will connect the Almighty. You don't understand the prayer. You understand that your amen will be louder than that. Your destiny shall connect the Almighty. It 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 shall connect the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, let your heaven roar like thunder. Psalm 46. Psalm 46. Psalm 46. From verse 1. If you are there, say yes. Because we are reading it together. Are you ready? Let's go. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the only place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The hidden raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts with his horse, the God of Jacob is our help. Go on. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh works to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted. Can you shout the Lord's verse? Shout it again. Why is the psalmist all of a sudden referring to the God of Jacob here? He was talking about earth being removed, mountains being carried into the face of the sea, waters being troubled, mountains shaking. But the God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord of hosts is with us.
Although God is described by so many names in Scripture,
but one of the most celebrated names is this name, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
When Elijah arrived at Mount Carmel, in that celebrated showdown at Mount Carmel, which has never happened before in history, and I don't think I've read that it happened again, what Elijah did. Elijah was standing there with 850 prophets of Satan. Imagine the whole man standing before a mighty congregation. It's not easy at all to be a lone ranger. A man, a single man, confronting 850 people. All of them, witch doctors. And he stood there confronting them. Say, you call on the name of your God. I will call on the name of the Lord. God has answered by fire. Let him be God. They said, it's okay. They were confident. But their confidence began to disappear when they began to call their gods, and Elijah has sent their God on holidays. May the voice of your enemies fail.
Your amen is not loud enough.
May their incantations turn against them. In the name of Jesus. That day, their God failed them. Every idol empowering any enemy against you shall fail. Every shrine empowering anybody against you shall be disgraced. They failed that day. They sweated and sweated from 10 in the morning to 5 in the evening. And Elijah mocked them. Call on your God now. If he's asleep, go and wake him up. If he's in trouble, bring him back up. He mocked them. You shall mock your enemies. Your amen is weak. Then Elijah prayed. Said, O God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Say, answer me, O Lord, answer me, that these people may know that thou, O Lord, art God, and thou hast turned their hearts back. That's all. That's the prayer. And fire fell. But it was in a war situation. At that war situation, he needed the God of Jacob. So, but he combined all three. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's one of our most popular songs. Very, very powerful indeed. We sing plenty of songs too, but only if you are powerful. Some are for entertainment. Some is to exercise. But some are powerful. Many don't know the powerful ones from the entertaining ones. Many do not know the difference between the entertaining one and the powerful ones. One of the most powerful songs we sing is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jehovah, the man of war. His mercy and the honor forever and ever. Oh, praise is all. Let me hear the sisters alone singing it. Sisters, close your eyes and sing it. Brothers, with your eyes closed, sing it loud. Hallelujah.
grace is. Amen. See, that song you just sang may look like a simple song, but it's very powerful. It gears God into warfare. Because the Bible said the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Our God is a soldier, not a civilian. And if you are his child, you cannot be a civilian. Elijah, on that celebrated contest at Mount Carmel, he talked about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, combining the three covenants together. Who gave God this name? It was the Lord himself, who first of all identified himself to Moses with that name. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. Exodus 3, 6. We are going to somewhere this morning, and I'm sure the Lord will bless you as we go along. Exodus 3, 6. Exodus 3, 6. Let me pick it from verse 5. Exodus 3, 5. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for was afraid to look upon God. Let me ask you a simple Bible question. Who introduced himself in this verse 6? God. So God has said, that's me. I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, standing for faithfulness, the God of Isaac, standing for promise and laughter, the God of Jacob, standing for wrestling and deliverance. Combine them together. I'm praying for somebody here that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with all the three covenants combined, shall arise and locate you. 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 In the name of Jesus. So that's why, when we say we are all serving the same God now, it's a lie. Everybody is not serving the same God. Several times when I was in the university, they are brought from professors to come and talk to us. I say, well, the man who carries firewood and pours palm oil on the firewood, and he says this firewood is what will take him to God, that is the same God. The one who scrapes his hair, removes his shoes, and is having his bath at Babbage in the night, it's the same God. The one that is saying, what they say to the leaf will hear. What they say to the bird will hear. That one too, the same God. The one that is saying, Father, in the name of Jesus. That one too, the same God. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. I want you to understand this very well. Some of you might have heard me sharing something there. One confused Christian followed one man to some one village close to Ife. They said the Baba there was very powerful. And he followed them there. He said when he got there, he found a bell on the table and a Bible. He said he was comfortable. So at least, this is a Christian place now. Then the Baba began to pray. And as he was praying, he did not mention the name of Jesus. He did not quote any scripture. The only thing he kept calling, Eleda, 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 Eleda. So, is he calling God or not? It took time before the brother knew that he had been messed up. So when you call God, you must identify the God that you are talking about. When you say, those who go from place to place, sometimes you go to the wrong place, you think they are calling God, they are calling the demon to deal with you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. 1 Corinthians 8, 5. So you can see that in the Bible, they qualify the God they're talking about. Which God they're talking about now, they qualify it. Which one are we talking about here? Somebody says he's calling God. He said, but that God has no son. It's not the same God of the Bible. It's not the one that is, it's another one. Don't deceive yourself. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. Are you there? For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth. The Bible acknowledges that there are some things that people call gods in heaven and on earth. But to us, so say, as there be gods many and lords many. Many gods, many lords. But to us, there is but one God the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. So you can now understand when you say God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of, they are qualifying it. When we say Father in the name of Jesus, we have identified the God we are talking about. So we do this to qualify the kind of God we're talking about. I was in the scientific conference many years back. The conference took part in the eastern part of this country. I was much more rascally than this then. They made a mistake. I was sitting on my seat. I didn't ask them to invite me. So we noticed that our friend, a fellow colleague in science, who is also a pastor, is here, Dr. Lukoya. So we shall ask him to lead us in the opening prayer before we start the scientific conference. Then after that, we shall ask our other scientist friend, Dr. Isley something, to break the cola. And they made a mistake by pushing me forward first. So I took the microphone. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this important conference. We commit the conference unto your holy hand. Take control in the name of Jesus. I also commit unto your holy hand the one who is bringing satanic cola here now when I finish talking. And that if he breaks that cola here, may the angels of God scatter the cola and may they stick to his fingers so that he will not even be able to do anything after breaking the cola. Jesus' name. Amen. When they called him to come out, he didn't come out again. The believers who were there were shaking my hands. The others were very angry. Doesn't bother me. Praise the Lord. You must know the God whom you serve. You must understand God as the God of Jacob. We must understand the power of the God of Jacob. Then we must understand why the Bible says the mighty God of Jacob. You must have a clue on why you go to prayer city, you see, surely the Lord is in this place. You see Jacob there and the angels. And when you come here, you see the same thing. You must understand why. To understand God as the God of Jacob, you must look at Jacob himself. A very interesting character. Very interesting character. If you want to understand God as the God of Jacob. Jacob was given to his parents in answer to prayer. Jacob was the first male cook in the Bible. Jacob obtains Esau's birthright fraudulently. The same Jacob obtains his father's blessings fraudulently. As a result of this, Esau, his brother, pursued him to kill him. Jacob escaped and ran away, but he found that he couldn't run away for long. Because where he ran to, he met a greater 419 called Laban. Then on his journey, he had a vision of the ladder where he made stones his pillow. And God began to confirm the covenant of Abraham to him. He was not happy with the way he was treated in the place of Laban. He left the place. He was so afraid to meet Esau. He sent delegates to Esau to go and give him presents. Until he now met this heavenly being. And he wrestled with that heavenly being. Until his name changed. Of course, nobody aspired to hold down an heavenly being. So when the Bible says wrestling, what's he talking about? The book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 3 to 4, now explains to us what Jacob did. Hosea. You find Hosea before Amos and before Joel. Hosea, chapter 12, verse 3. Hosea 10, 3. Hosea, chapter 12, verse 3, sorry. 12, verse 3. He took his brother by the heel of the womb, and by strength he had power with God. That's the John.
Stage 2 now. Yay! He had power over the angel and prevailed. How did he do that? He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spoke with us. So the wrestling was actually prayer. Deep prayer, deep supplication with tears, that he wanted his lot to change. He wanted his lot to change. God has given us so much authority in prayer, but there are many things that hinder our prayers. Busyness hinders prayers. Sin will hinder prayers. Carnal lives will hinder prayers. And we have to pray. The days are evil, we have to pray. We need revival, we have to pray. We need miracles for ourselves, we need to pray. We need to exercise the power of prayer. We need to wrestle like Jacob did in prayer. So, who is the God of Jacob? The God of Jacob is the God of divine selection. Just choose Jacob. He decided not to choose Esau. He's the sovereign God. God who cannot be questioned. No wonder he says, blessed is the man whom thou hast chosen, whom you caused to come to you. Blessed is the man whom thou hast chosen. Jesus was by the pool of Bethesda. The Bible said there were a multitude of sick people. Sick people, lame, weak, there. A lot of sick people. Jesus entered into the place and went straight to just one man. One man. One man. Unfortunately, the people there didn't know who he was. Maybe if they knew who he was, they would abandon the pool of Bethesda and rush to him. But they didn't know who he was. But he walked just to one person. He chose one person. The God of divine selection. I'm praying for somebody here. The Lord of hosts, the Lord who is all powerful, we locate you for blessings. We isolate you for promotion. We choose you for great things. In the name of Jesus, let the heaven roar like thunder. The God of Jacob is the God of divine selection. The God of Jacob is the God who chooses one and passes by another. The God of Jacob is the one who converts from zero to hero. The God of Jacob is the God that cannot be queried. The God of Jacob is the God of all grace. The God of Jacob is the God of infinite patience. The God of Jacob is the God of transforming power. The God of Jacob is the God who is ready to save all who will come to him. The God of Jacob is the God that will not be looking at your faults before blessing you. That as far as you repent, it's okay with you. It's when you refuse to repent that's a problem. The God of Jacob is the God who answers prayer when your pillow is stone. That is when you are ready to forgo some conveniences, some comforts to pursue him. The God of Jacob is the one who gives full measure to all transgressors. All the offenses that Jacob committed, he gave him the result full time. The God of Jacob will make you vomit everything you've swallowed wrongly. But the glorious aspect is that the God of Jacob is the God who welcomes wrestlers. Wrestlers. Wrestlers in prayer. Great wrestling in prayer requires time. Great wrestling in prayer requires strength. It requires commitment. The man who wrestles in prayer will be alternating between wrestling and weeping. Between weeping and wrestling. Listen, beloved. Wrestling in prayer will cost you your sleep. Wrestling in prayer will consume your tears. Not tears on how bad your situation is, but tearful prayer that God shall answer you. Wrestling prayer will demand that you change your lifestyle. Wrestling in prayer will leave you in great loneliness. Because you can achieve much in prayer through private prayer. Wrestling in prayer will set you apart from the world, from your friends, and from all other things. The God of Jacob welcomes wrestlers. The God of Jacob welcomes those who are ready to stay in the prayer room without getting tired. The God of Jacob welcomes persistent hard fighters. Because true faith never gives up. We have many people who pray and many people who shout prayer points, but we have very few wrestlers. Decide today to be a wrestler in prayer.
The Bible says, strive together with me in prayers. Strive together with me in prayers. The more you pray, the more you discover. The more you discover, the more you recover. The more you recover, the greater you become. Prayer brings results. A wrestler in prayer will handle one issue at a time, and he will take that issue and thoroughly trash it out. Trash it out until you get to a level before you move to the next. What we have these days are plenty of vagabond prayer warriors. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for taking me out and bringing me back home. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my children. Thank you because our car broke down today and you repaired it. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the food we ate. It's a long time we have eaten rice and dodo in this place. Thank you so much for providing it. I pray for my child in America. Let it be well with him. I pray for my husband's business. Let it begin to prosper. As I go on my daily bread, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I'm going to bed now. Cover me with your blood. Surround me with your angels. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Those are not wrestlers. We call them prayer vagabonds. They're just picking things here and there. No. The wrestlers don't pray like that. Take an issue at a time. And they keep hammering level. That one. That one. Until level says, okay, 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 you can go to the next one. Or level says, okay, bring it up again. That's what the Bible says. Those who remember the name of Jehovah, the Jehovah remembrancers, they should not let him rest. They should not give that Jehovah peace until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a peace on the earth. Many of us don't stay too long on an issue to get resolved before we jump to another. You can lay hands, you know, it's possible to lay hands on your own body and pray for 7 hours just on that body alone. Some issues need 5 minutes prayers. Some need 10 minutes. Some need 5 hours. Some need 2 hours. Some may need 1 week, depending on how deep the thing is inside the hole. But one thing is certain, God respects wrestlers in prayer. I told our pastors about the great apostle Babaola, who 9 p.m. on Sunday, they were just praying family prayer meeting to go to sleep. Baba was standing praying. The others were saying amen. Amen. They were just shouting amen. Baba continued the prayer. On his feet, he kept praying. He was praying until everyone fell asleep. They fell asleep. That was Sunday night. Monday morning, they went to work. They came back. They still found him on his feet. That was last night. Still praying. 9 o'clock in the evening, they came and joined him again. They shouted their amen, amen. They fell asleep. Wednesday morning, Baba now said, in Jesus' name I pray. And opened his eyes. He didn't find them. Sir, where is everybody? Baba, today is Wednesday. You have been standing there since Sunday. Pray. Those are the wrestlers. Many of us are not happy with what we're going through. Many want more money, want more of this, more of that. But they're not ready to wrestle in prayer. And that is a great problem indeed. They're not ready to wrestle in prayer. A friend of mine told me about somebody he worked with in a factory. They employed the person as a casual worker. So I said, but this casual worker, they give them break from 12 to 1. So that 1 hour break, so you notice that this man did not go for break. To be praying. The whole 1 hour is for prayer. When they are going to eat, he's praying. So the day the white man came and wanted to employ some permanent staff, didn't know anybody there. White man just said, where are the cash up laborers? So they brought them. He pointed at the prayer warrior man. Come here. So to employ this one. So from casual became permanent staff. The others were still casuals. Got there again. Prayer. Prayer. No break. Prayer. Within months, they made him supervisor. Very soon, he became manager. The one who was coming to us at that time, he now came and started crying for deliverance and prayers. The day they asked him to be washing the car of the person they employed together with the same qualification. Was then he ran to the prayer room. Said, my story must change. Look at the person they employed us together. Look at him now. Just look at him now. I'm being asked to wash his car. And we are both graduates. Yes, you are both graduates. But he was a wrestler. You were a sleeper. You were the salivating sleeper. While he is a prayer warrior. And that's where the prayer has led him. I want you to understand it. And I want you to be clear in your spirit. These are the kind of people God respects. I've shared with you before the church I was going to many, many years ago. The richest person in our church used to come with a rally bicycle. Rally bicycle. That's the richest person. But one man was coming to our church. He was an Igbo man. And in that our church, we speak Yoruba. Everything is Yoruba. In fact, we're almost breathing in and out in Yoruba in that our church. So this Igbo man will be coming to his church where everything is Yoruba. And I keep wondering, this man, why does he come here? Not knowing that he could see the power of prayer in us. He could see that we did not know how to tap it. But anytime he comes to church, the sermon, I don't think he bothers to listen because he doesn't understand the language. When we start prayer, and we can pray in that place. It's the kind of place you move your shirt and put it down. Because they will say, pray until you are sweating. When we call a prayer point in Yoruba, Brother Amos will lean to the next person. Waiting them talk. They will tell him. When they tell him, and he starts his own prayer, within seconds, the whole place will be sweating. The place will be upside down where he's standing praying. He will jump, he will scream. Normally, the first few seconds of prayer point, Brother Amos is already wet to the trousers. In Jesus' name we pray. I will say, Jesus, Luawa. He will say, Amen. We call the next prayer point. Waiting them talk. They tell him. He starts again. One day, Amos came to church driving the latest Mercedes Benz. The only one. We didn't have second car. He brought a new one. The best we found was the rally bicycle. The man drove in with a new Mercedes Benz. Then he gave the testimony. So that night he got home. He prayed as usual. He remembered some of the prayer points in church. And those days we used to pray plenty wicked prayers. So he said he prayed those prayers. And he slept. All of a sudden, the angel of God came to him. He said, Amos, because of your agony in prayer, today I have removed poverty from your life. So look under your pillow now. You will find the agent of poverty that has gone down your generational line and was planted into your head. Amos took up his pillow. Under that pillow, he found a dead big agama lizard. From that day, his story changed because of his agony in prayer. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. If you are here this morning and you are not born again, the prayers cannot help you until you surrender your life to Jesus. If you are not born again, say, Pastor, I want to be born again. Just raise up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Find a way to the altar here. So I can talk more with you. Thank you, Jesus. The first prayer I like you to pray, it will begin a spiritual surgery in your body, soul, and spirit. And if you have been down all your life, you will be elevated. Thank you, Jesus. Can you shout this loud and clear? Any power! Is that the loudest you can shout it? Doing research to destroy me. Can you shout it loud? Become naked and die. Can I hear the sister saying that? Brothers, can I hear you saying the same thing? Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, Masali Katara Bostanda. Yes. Something is happening already. In Jesus' name we pray. I want your aggression to double. Don't worry, Bible say I'm going to somewhere after this service. I don't want to sweat. No, it's not like that this morning. If they don't like you sweating where you are going, maybe it's not the best place to go. Say yokes, curses, enchantment. Can you shout those three things? Shout it again. Break away from my life. In the name of Jesus. They must break away. Break away. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Let there be perfect silence. Perfect silence. Seven things are happening. The mark of hatred on the forehead of someone is being wiped off. Someone is over there. The enemy has been introducing failure into your life, even as the firstborn. Your benefits that have been stolen and transferred as a firstborn has been restored unto you now. Those dream attacks, the agenda of the dream attacks is to steal from you. You are going to have a dream tonight where all your dream attackers shall die. That business failure energized from the covenant. Their covenant decision has been cancelled now. I see someone here too. The Lord has spoken your promotion into manifestation. That infirmity assigned to terminate your life has been terminated now. And then your foreign benefits that have been stolen has been restored back unto you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed. Listen carefully. Next Sunday here, in order to run this program up with the way God wants us to do it, there is going to be 3-hour marathon prayers here. Non-stop to round it up next Sunday. So get here on time. Glory be to the name of Jesus. And by the following Sunday, that will be our Thanksgiving. But this one is to round it up very well. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Can you shout this prayer loud and clear now? I want you to wrestle in prayer after the order of Jacob. Anything in my life that the grave is holding, be released by fire in the name of Jesus. anything the grave is holding. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this loud and clear. Red Sea of my life, I rebook you now. In the name of Jesus, rebook the Red Sea. Rebook every Red Sea in your life. Jesus' name we pray.